Nation. Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
Roland's in our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning, Roland.
L.A.
Are you in L.A. today?
Man. Yeah, we had I was at some meeting yesterday, and we was doing this dinner party, and Jay was invited, but he didn't show up. But
you know what, bro? I totally forgot, man.
Yeah, okay, all right, okay. Okay, shut the hell up. Okay, all right. So, Tom, Vanessa Bell Calloway's crib, Dominique was there, Elise Neal, Jack Kay, Chris Spencer, I mean, Jonathan Slocum, all the real comedians were there.
What?
All right, then. Okay.
Oh, no.
And, come on, I always got to mess with Jay. Got to. But Tom had a great time there last night. And one of the folks who also was there was Judge Kevin Ross. And we were talking about the Zimmerman case. And I said, well, what the heck, Judge? Why don't you just come on the show tomorrow morning, since both of us are still up from the party. And so he joins us this morning. Judge, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm on L.A. time, so this is...
I understand, but I'm in L.A. too, so it'll be okay.
We play with pain, Judge.
There you go. Now, Judge, lots of developments in the Zimmerman case. Yesterday, a number of tapes released, jailhouse recordings were released, but also the big blockbuster. This relative of his says that, man, he groped me, and he did this for a number of years. What could the impact of this latest announcement be on this case? Could it actually come up in the trial? Could it come up in the courtroom?
It could absolutely come up in the trial. The question becomes one of how do you get it in unless Zimmerman takes the stand? Because if he does not take the stand, you don't have any way to impeach him from a standpoint of his character, because that would be what the issue is, because those charges are so far back in time, the statute of limitations expires.
Right.
So a judge would have to say, well, you know what, given that this is so back in time, and given that this has nothing to do with whether or not Mr. Zimmerman did in fact have the intent to commit murder as it relates to Trayvon Martin, what would be the relevance, and is it so prejudicial that it's more prejudicial than probative? So those would be the issues as to whether it gets in. But then you still have to ask yourself, how does it get in unless Zimmerman actually takes the stand? And given that he didn't even take the stand for
right.
his bail hearing, it's unlikely that my guess is that the attorney, Mr. O'Mara, I don't see him putting Zimmerman on the
right.
stand.
Now, what about these jailhouse recordings, Judge? I mean, they're recording everything, and again, they break down the moving around of money, how he blew some $35,000 in a few hours, and of course, he got his bail revoked. So how do these jailhouse recordings help the prosecution?
You know, what I'm noticing with the special prosecutor here, Angela Curry, is that and it's something that prosecutors they claim, they don't necessarily try to try their cases in the court of public opinion, but that's exactly what's going on here. Because what you have is a situation where, you know, no jurors have been picked, and clearly Zimmerman's attorney is going to say all of this is just indicative of how the prosecution is trying to paint my client with such a negative brush. Mm-hmm. That, which is why Mr. O'Mara did not want these things released to the public. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why the judge in that case, Judge Lewis, I believe, Kenneth Lewis, that's why Mr. O'Mara is trying to get the judge removed from the case, because he's saying...
Now, you judges don't like that kind of stuff, do you?
We say on the record, you know what, we understand this is the process, and we can be completely objective, but
that's
we don't take it personal.
Say.
Now, you know darn well, if somebody is saying in public, you don't have the ability to handle my case, you can't help but take it personal. You know, and I'm not saying that that's what that judge is doing, because I'm not in that judge's head. But I know that when I was on the bench here in Los Angeles for several years, and I would have attorneys do that, it would be very challenging not to at least go, well, what's wrong with me? You know, you don't like the smell of my robe or what?
All right.
Folks, the TV show's Judge Kevin Ross. Judge Kevin Ross, thanks for your thoughts, man, on the Zimmerman case, and we'll keep watching to see what happens. Justice for Trayvon. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
All right.